This is Brian.
Hey, Brian. It's Amy. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Nashville traffic is great.
Oh, gosh. That's terrible. You know, the thing
35.
Is, people say California traffic is the worst, but we have a ton of freeways and a ton of options, and we have multiple lanes. Like 6 or 7, 8 lanes on one side. So I just,
right.
I think, yeah, you know, we do have a lot of humans in our space. However, we have a lot of flow, you know, and when I was recently in Alabama, there wasn't a ton of that back there.
Oh, Nashville's a different story. You, anywhere around here is really congested because they didn't plan it real well. We got 4 lanes, but they're just full. So.
Right. You need more lanes. Sometimes you've got more people.
Yeah, I on the way to Nashville this morning, I had someone almost eat my back end. So I had slowed down fast, and they were putting their car on the nosedive because they were just too close to me.
Oh, boy. So, that's crazy. Heaven.
Yeah, so then I think went to an appointment two weeks ago, and it was on the other side of Nashville, and it was supposed to be 1 hour and 10 minutes. Well, it took me 2 hours to get there with all the traffic, and it took me a little over 2 hours to get back because there was a bad wreck on the way back. So we just sat idle and hardly even moved for quite a long time. So, yeah, it was a fun Saturday.
Right. So I talked with Ivan, and what he said has happened is that when the ad goes live, it will say the 30-plus years in business. That when he created the profile, it does say the 11 years. He apologizes for that. So when you respond to the email here, just respond with the 30-plus years in business. He doesn't want to trigger a second email from the account simply because it's going to create more confusion. But he promises me, he literally said here that it is already fixed and it will display 30 plus years when the ad goes live. Client does not need to worry. I said, okay.
So when I copy and paste, do I just change 11 to 30 when I send it or what?
Yeah, you can do that, or you could, if, you know, when you type it out or whatever, yes, you can definitely just put the 11 to 30. We know that that's important to you.
Okay.
As well it should be. I mean, I'm not saying that it would be important to me too. You know, that's...
Well, that was the main reason why I called you, is just because 11 and 30 is a big difference. So
it is.
It's like, well, if I'm going to go with this 11-year guy, or am I going to go with a guy that's done it forever, you know?
Right. I understand, and he promises me that it will be taken care of, okay?
I've even put it in some ads that, and I state that this is how many years I've done it. This is not combined years with all my staff. This is me alone. Because, you know, sometimes they say so many years, and they're combining all their staff together, how many years of experience they have, so.
Right. That's crazy because that's not even accurate. What if the guy you get only has the 1 year while you thought you were getting the guy with 22 years, you know?
Exactly. Or he just started last week, you know, and you don't know. So.
Right. He's just learning. He's the apprentice. I just sent you a clickable link, too, that's for the tiny URL for the Google Guarantee reviews for the folks to leave you the 5-star reviews. So you can shoot that out to your clients, okay?
So you text that to me or emailed
it
to me?
I did. It's in the email, but I also texted it to you, just the link so that it's handy for you, okay?
Yeah, I'll have to flag that on my email so I can find it easy. Then I'll probably make a shortcut or something on my computer with it. That way I'll be able to always send it really easy.
Right.
Okay, that works. Yeah, I got to do all those simple things because they really are important, so...
Yes. Okay. All right. Everything is good to go. You let me know if you need anything else. Okay, Brian?
I sure will, because I did this time and I can do that again, right?
You sure can. Absolutely. I'm here for you. Let me know how I can help. Okay?
I'm glad you're here for me. That makes me feel way better, you know?
Oh, Good. I'm glad. Yeah. And if you ever want to upgrade on any of your products, if you ever want to throw in Facebook ads or Google ads or any of those things, I'm here to help with that too. We've got really great opportunities for that. That's going to help boost the business. And again, if you add them in, like say you add in $100 in Facebook ads this month, but next month you're busy and now you don't want to run those ads, you can always take them off.
You mean these Google ads or?
The Google ads or Facebook ads. Facebook ads are really big and booming and very, very inexpensive. Like they're done in $100 increments as opposed to Google ads are done in $300 increments. So if you do a Facebook ad, it's $100 to you, but my company, we get charged between 5 and 50 cents per click. So we pass that savings down to you. So for $100 of Facebook ads with us, when we're running it for you on behalf of the company, you're getting about 200 acquisitions.
Oh, okay. Well, I think I'm still, when I do it, when I promote my own, I give them the clicks even cheaper than that because I get so, there's so many people down here. I'll have thousands of clicks even on just $200, you know, I'll do it for 2 weeks and, I'll have 5 or 6,000 easy.
Right. So as far as that goes, that's usually impressions, not actual clicks because that would be less than a penny per click if that was accurate. So it's probably impressions. People who are seeing your ad, getting opportunity to view it, but people who are actually clicking on it and viewing it is a different story. So with the $100 investment, we get about 25,000 impressions per month. That's just the average of what we see when we've been running the Facebook ads for the last 3 years for our clients. But 5,000 is definitely really good for what you're doing when you're doing it on your own because a lot of business owners don't see that even that strong. They're like, man, I couldn't figure the Facebook ads out. You know, they get frustrated.
Well, I figured that a long time ago. It's all eye candy. You put some really nice pictures that they like looking at. They'll stop and click on it and check it out. Then I usually put links on there to my website and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
get as much mileage out of it as I can.
As well you should. And the cool thing about this is when you run it in correlation with your Google business profile, which we're already taking care of, then it does automatic retargeting because we retarget the specific zip codes and areas that you want. So, for example, when somebody's gone to Google and they've looked up any of your services and they've seen that you come up as a top option, whether or not they click on your Google profile or on your website or any of those things, the next time they go to Facebook, you're going to automatically come up through that Facebook feed.
Yes. What would happen in Iowa many times, because I used to do it all the time when I lived there with Facebook, I'd have people that would ask around who to get. And they said, well, I don't have Facebook, but I'd ask all my friends, and everybody kept saying you. So I'm like,
right?
Yep, that's working. Yeah, because they've told over and over and over me. And so eventually they would actually call me.
That's amazing. Yeah. Facebook's super, super lucrative. People sleep on it all the time, missing the opportunity, you know?
It was my best bang for my buck ever when I started doing it on there.
Yeah.
And up in Iowa, see, we have blizzards and all that kind of stuff. So when a bad storm was coming in, I'm on my Facebook creating another ad, getting ready to put some money behind it because I know all these people are going to be stuck in their houses, you know, and nothing to do but play on their Facebook.
Right. Exactly. And they might as well get it taken care of and have those conversations while it's storming outside and they've got the time, right?
Right. They don't have nothing else to do and they're bored, so this makes the perfect time.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Brian, it was a pleasure speaking with you today. Let me know if I can help you with anything else, okay?
Yeah, it'll be great. You'll be my go-to girl, so there you go.
Absolutely. I'll talk with you later.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.